Even if you have just arrived on the Kenai Peninsula and are going places and doing things, undoubtedly you've heard about the St. Jude Telethon. It's something that came to KSRM years ago by Matt Wilson, who came here to work back then and to do some things. Well, now he owns the whole KSRM radio group, and once again, there's going to be a radiothon. I think we've done this before because I was interested, before I got my first T-shirt, Matt, that saves lives, about what keyed your interest in St. Jude and why you're so motivated to give time, energy, and resources to that event.
So when I got into radio back in Anchorage, it was probably around 2005, 2006, the radio station I worked for was doing an event for St. Jude. And being at that time, I was about 15 years old. When I learned about what it was, I went, oh, wow. Like I could be one of these kids. I mean, we're raising money for, in a sense, people like me. If I were to get cancer, St. Jude is there for me. So as a child, I kind of just thought I have to be part of this. Like I want to help out so that these kids aren't suffering. And that kind of was laid the groundwork for what has become now several decades of me doing this. I did in Anchorage. When I moved to Kodiak for a brief time, we did the radiothons down there, and they're still doing them down there. And then when I came over here to the Kenai, I was like, well, we have to do it here. We're not doing it here on the Kenai Peninsula. So I've had the honor of kind of help it grow throughout the state. And this year will be our 16th annual for Q100.
Now, you have to be my age or older to understand how St. Jude started. It was Danny Thomas. It was Make Room for Daddy. And when the boy in Make Room for Daddy was getting too old to be the kiddo anymore, I actually auditioned for that part. And so Danny Thomas has a legacy. And where I'm going with this is people in radio, people who give back to the public, create a legacy with what they do to help others. And you're certainly one of those people. You're a Hall of Famer.
It's something that I have found a passion for. I've been to the hospital. Thankfully, I've never had to myself use the services. My family has not had to use those services. But where my life really changed is the day I walked in the doors of St. Jude, and I walked out a different person. And if there was ever a doubt of why I did what I did, it was cemented from that point forward. To walk through the halls, to talk to the parents, to meet the patients. And so by doing these events here in Alaska, my goal each time is to bring each one of our listeners as much as I possibly can through the radio to that hospital and impart that knowledge onto you. We're the farthest away you can be in the U.S. from St. Jude, but St. Jude touches every state, every country, and every person. And everyone listening to this interview, I guarantee you have had a moment in your life where cancer has touched a part of your family, and that's why we do it.
And we want to give back. And of course, the reason for the telethon is to raise cash funds. But you've got six radio stations here. You've got a big staff, and they're all busy. They all have a job to do. And to put a radiothon on takes more people and more volunteers. Are you still looking for people who would like to say, you know, I don't have as much money as I'd like to give, but I'd like to give some time and be part of this effort? Can they still do that?
Yeah, unlike some other places, we have a phone bank in our studio. And what I mean by that is that, you know, some fundraising events have call centers. Well, we have a call center on K Beach Road, and it takes people to staff it. So if there's not people to staff it, then we talk on the radio, then we run back to the phone bank and answer phones. Having folks here is key to making this event successful. So if you have a couple of hours, if you have an hour, please just call our front office, or you can go to radiokenai.com. There is a link right there on the homepage that you can click and register to be a volunteer. And you just literally sit at our conference table in the back of the studio here and answer the phone when people call. It's local residents. It's your friends and neighbors you're talking to and helping them help the kids.
Might not have as much a life-changing experience as being at the hospital like it did for you, Matt, but they'll walk out a happier person after they've spent a couple hours giving back to that cause and being around your people here.
Yeah, and listening to the radio and hearing the stories, because it's not the stories that we tell, it's the stories from the parents and the patients telling you about the experience they go through at St. Jude.
It's good radio. Matt Wilson is now the owner of the KSRM Radio Group, and they are doing a telethon that you want to be part of. And I'm Earl Sikorski, returning you to that radiothon sound of KSRM.